It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gresh and Foyer coming up in a little over half an hour at 10 from Patriots training camp. And Scheim, sounds like Jerod Mayo better deploy the virtual wet ball for Drake May, based on some reports.
Yeah, the rainy day, that was one thing, Scheim, you got to be careful of. Very slippery with the ball, had a couple fumbles at practice in the rain, was a little messy.
Not pro ready yet.
It happens.
Your guy's not pro ready yet.
Yeah, he's fine. He's plenty pro ready.
Can't hold on to that football.
Well, Greg, you should love a guy with small hands.
I do.
Doesn't have small hands. Don't worry.
Absolutely do. So
this is going to be so much fun because it's going to be the inverse of what it's been recently, where Greg's been supporting the team, trying to get Mac to be successful. The text, the passive aggressive, nice throw. Scheim waiting to come in and just pounce with a Mac interception.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be shut. We need week one Drake May. I don't care about the future of the team. I care about us. We want Drake May week one, and I want Scheim and Greg going back at it in the group text.
I don't know. I just feel like you wait a little bit. You brought up Dak Prescott earlier, Scheim, like a badge of honor. But, I mean, didn't he get his chance because Tony Romo was hurt? It wasn't like they decided to go with him over Romo.
But in no way was he hurt by it. Like, it helped his career.
Yeah.
He was a fourth-round pick out of, I think, what was it?
Ole Miss?
Mississippi State, I think.
Mississippi State.
And, you know, a guy that was very, you know, not nearly as talented coming out. And he's, you know, playoffs have been a different story. But regular season numbers, Dak Prescott, are absurd.
The last, I think it's like 50 games, he has better numbers than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, last year Mahomes' regular season wasn't very good. I feel like we should compare everybody to everybody but Mahomes. Because Mahomes is so much better than everybody. Mahomes' competition is no longer in the NFL.
I mean, last season, Dak led the league in completions and touchdown passes. Like, the guy is excellent.
And I feel like Mahomes would if he had CeeDee Lamb.
Fair. That's a fair argument. I'm just saying in general, like, Dak Prescott has been elite level over the last couple of years outside of the playoffs.
That's true. And say that Drake's not unbelievable when he starts and he's, you know, getting his footing. But, like, how much of a fall-off is that from Jacoby Brissett starting?
It's not much. That's
exactly
a good point.
So, you know, I don't think Jacoby Brissett starting is going to get us a bunch more wins.
Yeah, but you don't really care if Jacoby Brissett goes out there and gets hurt. Like, you care if Drake May, if your franchise, your future franchise, goes out there and gets his head knocked off, then you care.
But I agree. But if we're using it's Courtney, well done. The point is the same. If Jacoby's going to get hurt, if the line stinks, Jacoby Brissett will likely get hurt like Tony Romo did anyway, and you'll see Drake May. And secondly, a struggling Drake May at least is an upside where you're going to get those mistakes. You're going to have the growing pains. He's going to learn from them. Whereas Jacoby Brissett will likely make many of those similar mistakes, nothing personal, and you're not going to be gaining anything in the long run other than Drake May seeing what not to do.
Well, Gresh and Foyer have it covered for you today, and you can talk about this upcoming Patriots season all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We have to get to what are we doing?
Yes.
But you have look
I
like
just have something to say. I would like to wish a very happy birthday to Chris in the truck. I've been alerted that it's Chris in the truck's birthday.
Oh, okay.
He's been to all of our road shows. He's a great supporter, great listener of this, great friend of this program.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to Chris in the truck.
Well, a lot of birthdays this weekend.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad tomorrow.
Tomorrow's your dad.
Yeah.
Sunday is DMs. You were not asked to, but created an absolute disaster for me. So thanks for that.
I'm helping.
You're not.
Oh, my God.
You aren't.
This is... Courtney, you are on thin ice, my friend, with these texts back and forth with DMs
Who
about gift ideas.
Who asked you to do that?
I was just, we were talking about it on the show. I said, if you need any, you know, a little birdie to be in Greg's ear, let me know what you want.
This is such a bad
idea. In this economy?
Did I ever say, please reach out to my girlfriend and ask her what she wants for her birthday? And the response is very expensive things.
Like, I think.
Like, who asked you to do that?
I think every male needs a woman to help them when picking out a nice little gift.
I didn't need
the gift was dinner, I think.
The gift was going to be dinner, but somebody inserted themselves without permission into my life.
Mm-hmm. Well,
not what anybody wanted.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
The best was, can I say what was?
Yeah, you can say it. It's fine.
So the best was a tote bag or a small piece of jewelry. The smaller the jewelry.
A simple piece of jewelry.
I was going to say smaller the jewelry, the more expensive it likely is.
Did she say simple?
Simple. So okay. I have been putting
so
links.
So Yermin. I can get Yermin or something.
100%. Oh, Yermin. Okay. Very nice.
Right. I like Yermin. I wear Yermin.
You don't say David.
I have been putting a group of links together to send to you.
Oh my God. All different price points.
Don't need it.
All different
Don't
price points.
It. Don't need it.
Okay.
Don't need it.
Oh my God. That is.
Yeah.
I live to serve.
I appreciate it.
A simple. What is that? By the way, just let's do this inside the warped female brain.
Yeah, we can do that. It's not a simple piece of jewelry.
What does that mean?
Nobody's going to be happy with a simple piece of
jewelry.
Yes,
they will. A simple piece of jewelry means it's
like a locket?
No, it's like something you wear every day. You don't take off. So like a little
like
gold.
A ring?
Well, yes. Or like a little gold chain or like very dainty. Simple.
Dainty, but what's the price point of a dainty piece? Because that could go anywhere.
It could go, yeah.
So that's the kind of conundrum that you've placed Greg in.
But there are plenty of...
Because if he goes on the low end of a dainty, then she's like, that's all I'm worth to you.
No, there is plenty of dainty, simple jewelry that is at a very affordable price point for Greg Hill.
Greg, do you have a guy at K?
I don't generally go to the... No disrespect, but I don't go to the malls for jewelry.
Oh, really? Just for Orange Julius.
I don't.
I love, though, if you go at the right time, those free Sarku chicken teriyaki bites.
Ooh, yeah, very good.
Absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... It's over, so it doesn't matter, but by inserting yourself...
Mm-hmm. You're adding pressure.
You have now I have no choice but to get that.
Right. Like, if
I
could be no misunderstanding.
You had no choice before.
Huh?
You had no choice before.
No, you planted some ridiculous expectation. So now I have to get, most likely, I have to get the tote bag and a simple piece of jewelry.
Both?
Inside the tote bag.
What do you think?
No, I think just one.
Courtney, what do you think? You stuck yourself in the middle of it. Now I have to get both.
No, I think you could just get one.
You can't just get a tote. Does it have to be like a Louis tote bag?
Everyday tote safari green, $100.
Yeah, she said
this.
That her long champ.
Oh, there's
she's
a bag from Marc Jacobs that just says the tote bag. That's $200.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you could get her a nice little, you know, something, something.
This has been Courtney, you do a great job. This was a swing and a miss.
And swing and a miss. I mean, everyone's saying I'm overstepping. Doesn't Greg and Santo text quite frequently?
Well, yes, we do. But
they
I don't go, hey, what do you want for your birthday, Santo?
Right.
And then he tells me, and then you're on the hook for it.
I would love to. Next birthday, please.
Okay.
I need all the help I can get.
Santo is an elite texter. Best texter. I love that guy.
All right. We have to get to this.
And now.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
Great point on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Perhaps DMs would like a limited edition Numbnuts Invitational bucket hat.
We could throw in a pen from WEEI.
Those are nice.
Those babies are very valuable.
And you know what? With that hat on, you'll look even better.
She might love that. All right. From time to time on this show, Curtis asks a question about the point that we have reached as a society. And what are we doing, Curtis?
So, this is an awesome story, and it is true that humans and gorillas share 98% of the DNA. We are very similar.
Right.
And there are people that have been frequenting zoos across the country, but specifically our greatest zoo, the San Diego Zoo.
Yep.
And they watch these gorillas and they, you know, take selfies or whatever. Well, there has been a new, maybe not new, but this big desire for zoo guests to show the gorillas videos on their iPhones.
Okay. So while they're at the gorilla enclosure.
Correct.
They are showing them videos on their phone, and the gorillas, I assume, are enjoying the videos.
Right.
They are chuckling, as gorillas do.
The gorillas have been really enjoying it, so the more and more people are trying to get close to the gorilla, and they're showing the gorilla a video, and the gorilla stands around, and then everybody wins. Well, unfortunately, gorillas are becoming addicted.
To social media?
To those videos.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
Ah.
And I have to say, there has to be something wiring in our brain. I try not to do screen time with James. We watched one episode of Trash Truck, and it's all he talks about days later.
Yeah.
Like, he's seen a million things.
It's addictive or whatever.
There's got to be some component to it.
So gorillas are becoming addicted to watching social media.
Well, it's
videos.
Altering their behavior. They're spending too much time with these people using their screens, the screen time.
Right.
And they say
you mean like humans?
Right. And
like
so the zoo's having to admonish visitors who are showing videos to these gorillas because the gorillas are being placed in these situations where they're becoming addicted to it.
What's the harm, though? The gorillas are probably enjoying it.
Well, because I have no idea what the harm is.
They want them to be doing gorilla things, not doing human social media things.
Right.
What they want.
That's the issue. So if anybody thinks that screen time is okay, look at the gorillas.
Why don't they just ban it? Like, why don't they just say, is that what they're doing?
I think they are. They're strongly discouraging guests that walk up to the gorillas with a video on their phone.
All right, Curtis. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought for sure what are we doing was going to be the constant complaining about the pickleball courts which has reached a new level thanks to Channel 7, which we talked about earlier this morning. But they added, I guess they refurbished a pickleball court in Braintree, or pickleball courts in Braintree, and the same in Melrose. And so this story aired yesterday with these people who live there talking about how devastating the pickleball noise is when it comes to living their lives.
I don't understand this. I don't understand this. It's people have become so victimized by the sound of a pickleball hitting a racket.
Do you have any of that audio, some of the people? I will just... So this is what's going on. These people went there. There's this massive... uprising against pickleball courts, apparently here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And so these people...
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Went and got this news report, and they are, you can just go in any order with these people who are infuriated by what they have to deal with.
I can't enjoy sitting in my own home, even with the TV on loud, with the radio on my front porch loud, it just to block out the noise. It's just nonstop. It's like having a noisy neighbor that has a party every day, 7 days a week, 13 hours a day.
There is no way with your TV on loud, with the radio on loud, that you can still hear the popping of the ball.
It sounds very familiar to
this sounds like this guy who's been victimized down the Cape.
But you're telling me that somebody's having a party next door, and that's at the same noise level as people who are playing pickleball on a court outside?
I'm pretty sure this guy has been on the news before.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure this guy has been on the news before.
Go ahead. Go to the next one, if you could.
And what we find is their stories are very much the same. And it's always a wide swath of people. This is gunshots, little brother. Pickleball, it's impulsive noise. These folks are not too sensitive. They're responding to what's going on here.
Just give me his name. I want the people who are there. I don't want an expert or whatever, Jackson. Give me the next person.
It is. It's traumatizing. It is. You can't sit outside. You can't open windows. What? We wear noise-canceling headphones. It's traumatizing.
Okay, when I say
it's traumatizing?
Your generation is full of these absolute wusses. They're being overrun by a pickleball court.
Yeah.
They can't, it's traumatizing. Can we show what the definition of traumatizing is to this lady? There's no way with noise canceling. I walk without a headphone, with nothing in my ears, past this court where there are 8 pickleball courts within this 1-2 tennis court area.
Yeah.
Every day, I walk past it twice. You don't hear anything that is in any way out of the norm. The only thing I can think of is these towns are really quiet. Like in Boston, there's more ambient noise. Yeah. But that's no reason to feel like you're being traumatized.
It's traumatizing.
You can't open your windows.
It's
nuts. Nuts.
It's not traumatizing, no. Ma'am. I don't think. I mean,
it's traumatizing.
Haven't there always been tennis courts?
Of course.
The tennis noise is louder than the pickleball noise.
And the grunting from the players in tennis.
Right. It's also so, like, you wonder why we have a generation of people that get, you know, participation trophies, nobody can lose. Like, these are the parents that raised those kids.
Mm-hmm. We're not anti-pickleball. We want to have a level of respect for us and for our homes.
They're just playing pickleball, lady. They're not peeing on your lawn. Respect. Respect yourself. Have some self-respect. Don't allow yourself to be totally demoralized by a pickleball court. Oh, my God.
All right.
Traumatized.
Well, be careful when selecting where you're going to live.
Yeah.
Live near an airport or a factory or a highway as opposed to living near a pickleball court.
Every day around Castle Island, with noise-canceling headphones in, I hear planes landing.
Right.
It bleeds into my Soul Survivor song by Akon.
Do you think real estate agents now have to disclose that houses that they're selling are near pickleball courts?
I mean, I don't know. Can't people look outside and see when they're buying and see, like, there are basketball courts. Basketball courts are noisier mm-hmm. than a pickleball
of
court,
course.
Are they not?
We did a full 4 hours with people, lots of people, playing pickleball at Fenway Park.
Right.
And we had no issue.
Were you traumatized?
No.
I still am.
No.
No. All right. We are going to head down to Gillette Stadium on day 3 of training camp and check in with Gresh and Foyer next.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.